It's time. War of the Roses, only on The Jubal Show.
Isabella is on the phone, and she's been with her boyfriend, Jackson, for 3 years. And now, apparently, she thinks that something's going on and Jackson's being shady.
What?
Yeah. Shady Jackson.
Mr. Why? Jackson, if you're nasty, apparently. Hey, Isabella, thank you for your email. Sorry that you have to come on the show because of this reason, but you think that Jackson is cheating on you?
Yeah. I found some receipts about a week ago, and I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. It's stressing me out.
Mm. Where were they from?
It was a coffee stand, and it sounds crazy, but I just have a feeling.
Okay, so you found the receipts, and you're suspicious because of where they were from?
The receipts, I sound crazy, but the receipts actually on them, the last one said, "Can't wait to see you again."
Oh.
Oh.
Like what?
Exclamation marks and a smiley face. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. Usually they do that like on the cup or something.
Right.
This busy.
Yeah. I mean, on the receipt written, "can't wait to see you again" is different too than like, "thanks for the business" with a little heart or whatever, you know?
Right.
That sounds pretty direct.
Okay. So are you sure it's not like one of his friends though? Like what if it was one of his friends' receipts or something?
No. There's a very pretty girl that works at the coffee shop.
Mm-hmm. And she has an interest in your boyfriend?
I don't know. She seems flirty.
And does he seem flirty back when you've been in there with him to get coffee? Does he always go to the same spot?
Yes.
Okay, so have you seen him be flirty back?
Yes. And he says, "I'm crazy."
What?
Oh, so you've actually like asked him about it though, like the flirting?
No. I've asked about the flirting, but I don't want to bring the receipts up to him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried that he's going to lie to my face.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah, that's what they typically do if they're lying or if they're cheating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to confront him with that because you're pretty sure he would just straight up lie to you. And then you'd have to be like, do I believe him or do I go with my gut and dump him?
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's a better way just to catch him red-handed.
I would. Yeah. I would definitely not try to give him like any sort of like leeway that know and, anything.
Yeah. And Isabella, I'd hate to like throw this out there, but the fact that you're worried about him lying to you probably means that you shouldn't be in a relationship with this guy.
Red flag.
Yeah. Already. Well, let's figure it out for you. Have you thought of an easy way to call him that wouldn't seem suspect?
Yes.
Okay. What is it?
I thought you could call from a local.
Okay.
He is always buying things for his stupid pet lizard.
Oh.
Oh, he's got a lizard too.
And stupid?
Yeah.
Is it dumb?
It is dumb. It is dumb. I'm just not a fan of the lizard.
You don't like the lizard, all right. But he's always buying stuff for his pet there, his lizard?
Yes.
Okay.
So maybe offer him flowers to send to somebody for being a good customer, or he won something to do with the pet store.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, they do have a rewards program, and the pet store employees are very passionate about their job.
Yeah, they are.
If you ever go into one of those places to buy anything, they have a billion questions about your pet because they just love it.
Yeah.
So that would probably work very well if he's always shopping there. Okay, cool. We'll call him from there then. And we'll offer him, I don't know, some free lizard food. I'll Google some stuff about lizards while we play the song, and then we'll come back, offer him that, and offer to send roses to somebody special in his life, and see if he gives us your name or someone else's. Okay, thank you. All right, we'll do it next. It's the Jubal Show. Middle of War of the Roses to catch a cheater. If you're just joining us, Isabella is on the phone, and she thinks that her boyfriend of 3 years named Jackson might be cheating on her because he goes to the same coffee place all the time, and she's actually witnessed him be flirty with one of the women that works there. And the other day, she found a receipt, and written on the receipt, what was written on the receipt again?
It said something to the effect of, like, "can't wait to see you again."
Yeah, "can't wait to see you again."
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not great, is it?
Yeah, that's more than, like, a regular customer service-y thing.
Yeah.
It feels like. So we're going to call him from the that he shops at and say that, because he has a pet lizard, and say, "thanks for being such a loyal customer. We are going to offer you some free..."
Like customer of the month or something.
Yeah, you're our customer of the month, and we're going to offer you, I'm just going to do a gift card. We'll give you a $50 gift card for whatever you want in the store, and you can send roses to somebody special in your life, and we'll see if he sends it to you, Isabella, or to someone else, all right?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to dial his phone number right now.
Hello?
Hi, my name is Darby. I'm calling from... Is this Jackson...
Yes. Who is this again?
Darby. And I'm calling from...
Darby. Oh, yep. Okay.
You're a part of our rewards program. You're our customer of the month.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't even know you guys offered that. That's awesome.
Yeah, we just started it.
Okay. And what does that come with?
It's pretty simple. It comes with a $50 gift card to the store. You can have whatever you want. And also, if we get your permission, we want to just put your name up on a little plaque. Like, this month's customer of the month is Jackson. Just on our thing. Also, we want to send some flowers to someone special.
Oh, all right. That's pretty cool. So wait. So hold on. So I get a $50 gift card.
Uh-huh.
And I can spend it on like not just cat and dog stuff, right? I can send it to. I have a lizard.
Yeah.
So I have a reptile. Mm-hmm. So is it okay for me to kind of use it on her?
Just like cash.
And I get the flowers too. Are they free?
Oh yeah, 100% free. It's just our way of saying thank you for being our customer of the month. And the flowers, by the way, they won't look like it comes from us. It's another service that we use, so it just looks like it comes from you. It's just kind of a nice thing.
Yeah, thank you. That's really generous.
The gift card you can just get when you come in, because we know you come in a lot, so you can just up at the counter. We will have that ready for you, or we can email you one too. It's just really simple. And then. For the flowers, I can get those sent off. I'm going to need just the information of the person you want to send them to. A name, first and last, anything that you want to put on a card, and then we'll get the address after. So we can start with just the name.
Okay. Let me send them to Laura.
And is there anything that you want to put on a card?
Let's go with... I'm so bad with this. I hope you enjoy the flowers. I love you. Something like that.
Oh, boy. The L word there.
What the f***, Jackson? I love you?
Isabella? Why are you on my phone?
Oh, that's because this isn't... This is actually the Jubal Show. My name's Jubal.
And mine's Alex.
And mine's Evan.
And your girlfriend's name is Isabella and not Laura, and she's on the phone because she wanted to see if she could catch you cheating.
What?
And you are.
Babe, I am not cheating on you. I promise you.
Is it the girl from the coffee shop?
What the is this right now?
It's a thing called War of the Roses to Catch a Cheater, and I think...
We told you that.
You have a question that your girlfriend, Isabella, would like answered.
Do not play dumb. I saw the receipts from the coffee shop. You do not hide them well. And now you're caught. So just own up to it. Be honest. Be direct. For once.
Look, just calm down. Calm down. There's an explanation for all of this. And, I'll tell it. We'll talk when we get home. There's no need to do this now.
No. Do not tell me to calm down. This is over. We're done. I am moving out. I'm going to go live with my mom. Do not call me. Do not contact me. You are dead to me. I am so serious.
Stop. I'm not cheating on you. This is so overblown.
Jackson.
You said you love Laura.
Yeah.
Like, give it up. But Isabella, I definitely support you in your decision. And one day you're going to find somebody who won't cheat on you, who will, you know, love you and be there for you, support you how you deserve.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not Jackson.
No.
Thank you.
Jackson's gone. Why did they always hang up?
Well,
I can't. How did he not admit it, though?
I don't know.
He was obviously caught.
Some of them don't.
Isabella, I'm sorry. That you had to...
Yeah, man.
I mean, you did the right thing, though, I think, because it sounds like if you had confronted him with that receipt and asked him about it, he would have just straight up lied to you and not admitted anything. And then you'd be in a weird position of, like, knowing that he's lying, also probably wanting to trust him, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do appreciate you guys doing this.
Yeah, I mean, good for you for trusting your gut and taking action.
Uh-huh.
You're pretty scary when you're mad.
Oh my gosh, I was terrified.
Sorry. Thank you so much. Yeah, I don't think he deserves me, so.
He definitely doesn't.
Yeah. No, I can tell he for sure doesn't. Right. Anybody who's going to cheat on their significant other after, no matter how long you guys have been together, you know, once a cheater, always a cheater. You deserve the best, Isabella.
Yeah, everybody does.
Uh-huh.
And the best is out there for you. And except that Jackson. Obviously was not Jackson. Yeah, Jackson doesn't deserve the best, does he?
No, Jackson does not deserve the best. He deserves gonorrhea.
Oh my God.
He might get it. All right, well, good luck with everything. Thank you.
The Jubal Show's War of the Roses.